From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Downtown Seattle is one earthquake away from a transportation catastrophe. The city's last big quake weakened an elevated highway called the Alaskan Way Viaduct, and another good shake could bring it down. Despite that urgency, the city has spent the last 10 years trying to decide what to do about the highway. And as NPR's Martin Costi explains, Seattle takes one more step today with a referendum on the matter.
Standing underneath the Alaskan Way Viaduct, you can't help but think about what's happened to similar double-decker highways in earthquake zones like California and Japan. Elliot Krieger has stopped here for a hot dog, right below Seattle's Viaduct of Damocles.
I'd like to have it taken down before it falls down.
Krieger lives near the waterfront, where you get gorgeous views of the Olympic Mountains and Puget Sound. That is, where the viaduct doesn't get in the way.
I've always thought it was a shame that Seattle has not taken advantage of the water and this area. And this definitely is a scar.
But a lot of native Seattleites are also kind of fond of the old highway, like the hot dog vendor, Torben Bernhardt.
It's okay. I mean, like, you get a good view when you're driving on it, and it's much easier getting home on the viaduct than it is a lot of other ways downtown.
This ambivalence has dragged out the debate about what to do about the viaduct. It's been through all the hoops, a stakeholder committee, city council, a mayoral veto, a veto override, and finally, a plan.
I'm here today to reemphasize my support for the downtown tunnel.
County Executive Dow Constantine, with a phalanx of business and labor reps, endorsing a state project to build a deep tunnel under downtown.
We need to be able to keep people and freight moving.
In theory, the tunnel is going to happen. The Department of Transportation has already signed the contracts. But this being Seattle, the fight is still on.
Hey! A Hummer waved at us. That's a good sign.
These sign waivers are with Protect Seattle Now, a group that got a tunnel referendum question on today's primary election ballot. Some of them would like to see the viaduct rebuilt. Others don't want a highway at all, just more transit. But they all agree on what they're against.
The tunnel is the absolutely worst and most expensive alternative.
Anitra Freeman says the price tag, $4 billion or so, is just one of the reasons not to like the tunnel. Yes, the state is paying most of the bill, but the city may have to cover the overruns. And what happens if the tunneling machine gets stuck under downtown, or if there's a cave-in under somebody's skyscraper?
The people I talk to who are against the tunnel have a whole list of reasons, and they've really thought about it. And the people, everybody I talk to who supports the tunnel, it's all for one reason. I'm just tired of this. I want to do something.
It's not for nothing that the pro-tunnel campaign, funded in part by the contractors, calls itself Let's Move Forward. Campaign spokesman Alex Fryer says the ongoing resistance to the tunnel reflects the national mood, a time when economic crisis makes voters shrink from big projects.
Your mentality kind of just starts spinning into a negative vortex where you can't do anything. You're just paralyzed.
Tunnel opponents worry about the opposite mentality. Spokeswoman Esther Handy.
They're cutting basic health. They're cutting our K-12 system. They're cutting our highest education system. And we have a transportation department that's saying, we just need to build something. We've got billions of dollars. Let's just do anything. It's just crazy.
Today's referendum probably won't be the last word on the issue. In the meantime, the state has installed seismically triggered gates on the viaduct in hopes of limiting the number of cars that are up there if and when the big one hits. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.